The program is called Coaching Boys into Men. Launched in 2001 by the San Francisco nonprofit Futures Without Violence, it's been gaining momentum in Sonoma County over the past 3 years under the joint sponsorship of the YWCA and Verity, the local rape crisis and trauma center. That first word in the title is meant to be taken literally, as it is the coaches of football, baseball, and other sports teams who make it work, explains Verity staff member Zach Neely, one of the local facilitators for the program.
Coaches have access to these kids in a way that no other teacher does. They are used to challenging their athletes, having high expectations for them, and also have a very intimate and ongoing relationship with them. And coaches are really good communicators. They have to be to get their job done.
This is the fourth year that Coaching Boys into Men has been active in Sonoma County. Neely says it is being offered on a dozen local campuses to more than 40 sports teams. And that includes a few junior high and middle schools.
At first, it can feel like this isn't a subject that they should have to talk about. But it's clear when you actually discuss these issues with people that are in 6th, 7th, 8th grade, they readily talk about it because they are already thinking about it and it's already part of their lives because it's everywhere in society. So they're ready to talk about it and they're actually much more mature and accepting of these lessons than I think people would expect.
Furthermore, adds Patrick Cass from the YWCA, the other local facilitator for CBIM, starting early means those students will be hearing the program's message repeated over the years.
Most of the time, this is implemented by their coaches, and the coaches have this real-world experience, and they have different ways of implementing. And so every time the kid hears this information, they're going to get a new take on this from a different coach with a different level of teaching, a different level of experience, and something that they can bring that's their own each time the kid hears this. So hopefully by saturating these schools, we can really get this instilled in these kids.
Trent Herzog, varsity football coach at Casa Grande High School in Petaluma, was one of the first in Sonoma County to embrace the program, which he sees as a powerful tool for team building. In 3.5 seasons, he says it has not met with even slight resistance from his players.
I explained to them that it's the best thing for our team to do this, and I asked them all to be open and honest and to participate, and I've never had one kid question it. After they go through it, I think they all enjoy it. It's part of team building. It's part of learning. It's part of life. There's a lot of life lessons that you can learn from football, and this program is one of them.
But is it working? Verity's Neely says some early assessments suggest that it is.
A big group of schools in Sacramento, they did a scientific study of 1,600 students. Half didn't do the program, half did, and they talked to them about their attitudes afterwards and saw measurable change. They've been doing a similar study here in Sonoma County, and the county goes through all of our results and has seen positive changes in young people's attitudes and behavior before and after the program.
The local effort now is on expanding Coaching Boys into Men to additional sports teams on the campuses where they already have a presence, including some that are co-ed. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.